Bone-in ribeye with garlic herb butter and red wine reduction. Experience the magic of the Adirondacks with our family's cherished ribeye recipe. Seared to perfection on a cast iron skillet over an open campfire, this steak marries the rich flavors of marbled beef with earthy garlic, fragrant rosemary, and creamy butter. It's more than just a dish, it's a journey through nature and nostalgia, best served under a canopy of stars. Prep time, 15 minutes resting time, 10 minutes total time, 30 minutes course, main course cuisine, American, outdoor cooking, rustic calories, 2,614 kilocalories equipment, cast iron skillet, sharp knife, for any necessary prep, wooden spoon or spatula for flipping and moving the steak, plates and cutlery for serving ingredients. 2. 3 ribeye steak bone in kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. 4 tablespoons olive oil. 4 garlic cloves minced. 2 sprigs fresh rosemary. 2 sprigs fresh thyme. 1/2 cup 1 stick unsalted butter. Room temperature 1.5 cups quality red wine like Cabernet Sauvignon or a good Syrah 2 shallots finely chopped. Instructions. Preparation. Remove the steak from the refrigerator about an hour before cooking to allow it to come to room temperature. Garlic herb butter. In a bowl, mix the softened butter, half of the minced garlic, chopped leaves from 1 sprig of rosemary, and leaves from 1 sprig of thyme. Combine well. Roll the butter into a log shape using plastic wrap or parchment paper, twist the ends to seal, and refrigerate. Steak seasoning. Generously season the steak on both sides with kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. Drizzle with 2 tablespoons of olive oil and rub the seasoning all over the steak. Grill searing. Heat a grill or cast iron skillet over high heat. If using a grill, create 2 zones, one for high, direct heat, and one for indirect heat. Once hot, sear the steak on the direct heat side or in the skillet for about 3-4 minutes per side to create a beautiful crust. Transfer the steak to the indirect heat side of the grill or reduce the heat to medium-low if using a skillet. Add the remaining sprigs of rosemary and thyme and 2 tablespoons of the garlic herb butter on top of the steak. Close the grill lid or cover the skillet loosely with foil. Cook until desired doneness, about 10-15 minutes for medium rare, depending on the steak's thickness. Use a meat thermometer to ensure accuracy, 130 degree F, 54 degree C, for medium rare. Red wine reduction. While the steak is cooking, heat the remaining 2 tablespoons of olive oil in a saucepan over medium heat. Add the shallots and remaining minced garlic and sauté until translucent. Pour in the red wine and bring to a simmer. Let it reduce by about half or until the sauce thickens slightly. Stir in 1-2 tablespoons of the garlic herb butter until melted and well combined. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Rest and serve. Once cooked to your preferred doneness, remove the steak from the grill or skillet and let it rest for 10 minutes. Slice the steak off the bone and then into thinner slices against the grain. Serve with the red wine reduction and a slice of the garlic herb butter on top. Notes. Choosing the steak. Opt for ribeye steaks with good marbling as it promise a juicier and more flavorful outcome. Let the steaks come to room temperature for about 20-30 minutes before cooking for even searing. Fire intensity. Ensure the campfire has a consistent and strong heat. A bed of hot coals rather than open flames will provide the most even cooking for your steak. Cast iron care. If it's the skillet's first time on an open flame, it's beneficial to season it properly before cooking. This helps in non-stick cooking and adds an additional layer of flavor. Doneness. Cooking times can vary based on the steak's thickness and the fire's heat. For best results, use a meat thermometer. Rare, 120 degree F, 125 degree F. Medium rare, 130 degree F, 135 degree F. Medium, 140 degree F, 145 degree F. Medium well, 150 degree F, 155 degree F. Well done, 160 degree F and up. Resting. After cooking, let the steak rest for 5-7 minutes before serving. This allows the juices to be redistributed, ensuring a moist steak. Herbs and garlic. For an added flavor punch, consider creating herb garlic infused butter to top the steak after it's off the fire. Safety. Always exercise caution when cooking over an open fire. Have water or a fire extinguisher nearby and ensure the fire is completely out before leaving the site. Remember, part of the beauty of campfire cooking is the rustic nature of the process. embrace minor imperfections. They add character to the experience and the flavor.